It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome everybody. What an amazing day to make some amazing changes within your life, within your consciousness, to take it to the new and next level. Listen, if you're just tuned in and you're hearing this show, I believe there are no coincidences in life. I believe you're here to hear this message right here and right now. So let me ask you this. Have you been in a place where you haven't been able to accomplish your dreams? If so, I want to just remind you, within you is the power to accomplish whatever you want. But most people are either lazy, non-committed, or stay distracted from their dreams. And of course, some venture out to accomplish great things, only to pursue another path because they don't believe in themselves or their dreams. And others start on a great quest and then stop because difficult circumstances get in their way. So, how do you find the courage to manifest your dreams and create a beautiful life? Well, that's what we're talking about today. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and today we're exploring the inner game of beauty, and our show is called The Courage to Be Beautiful. You know, there is so much beauty in the world. I see beauty in my studio. I see beauty all around me, and, you know, it's available to everyone. But so many people look through the lens of self-doubt and uncertainty that they stay stuck seeing and doing the same things over and over again. They don't really see the beauty in the world or the beauty in themselves or the beauty in other people. They just see what that filter, that lens of beliefs is helping them to, or maybe not helping them to see. But this isn't my way, and quite frankly, if you're tuning into Voices of Courage, I got a feeling that this isn't your way either. You're probably one of the courageous souls that is looking to make change in the world. You're looking to have a better life for yourself, for your family, for your friends. You're a person that wants to step in and have an extraordinary life, a life filled with a lot of difficulties. Everybody has difficulties, but also a lot of brilliance and joy and happiness and greatness in your life. You know, I've come to realize that there are a whole bunch of us. What's us? Us are courageous people that have woken up or are waking up to their own brilliance. These are people that have let go of a lot of the delusions of life. They're truth seekers. And they're no longer accepting products and services that harm themselves or harm the environment. They're no longer willing to play by rules which are made up that segregate us from each other. These are people that are on the path to find the truth, whatever that is for them. You know, they're learners, they're leaders, and they're people that are here to make the world a better place for everybody. So is that you? Is that you out there? Can you hear that message? You know, I live in San Diego, and San Diego is a city that I believe is leading not only the nation, but the world in the next generation of leaders that are really conscious of everything that they're doing. We have a beautiful city, and it's a result of consciousness. It's a result of how people are thinking. And listen, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. You know, there's nobody here perfect. You know, we got lots of challenges and problems just like everybody else. But we're committed to finding what works. We're committed to tuning into that place that we call intuition. And we're here to realize our own power, our own presence, our own greatness. Why? For our own purposes? Heck no. So many of us here, I know, in this city have moved past that. We're here to serve. We're here to serve the world. We're here to be able to take that message and of service into the world and to help other people. Now, I don't want to sound like a preacher here today, okay? I just want to let you know that there may be something here for you right now in this moment. So just take a moment as you're listening to my message and answer this one simple question. If I was courageous, what would I do different today? If I was courageous, what would I do different today? You know, maybe you're going to do something extraordinary. Maybe you're going to do something that nobody else has ever done. Maybe you're going to do something that will actually change your family's life, or maybe even change the world. Maybe you're going to do something that will help you grow and be a better person. Maybe you're going to do something that will enhance your future and bring in a much brighter future for yourself. But isn't that interesting? Just that one little question, if I was courageous, what would I do different today? How that can actually change your whole point of view. So I've been studying questions for a whole long time, a long, long time. In fact, back in 2004, I wrote a book called "The Ask and You Will Succeed." And in that book, there was 1,001 extraordinary questions to help you create an amazing life. And I will say something in that book. In that book, there was not one how question in that book. Not one. I didn't ask you how to do anything. And why is that? Well, I found that how is one of those questions that kind of scrambles the brain a lot of time. So if I just ask you like today, right now, if I say, so how are you going to find the courage to go do what you need to do? It's like, does that resonate? Does it land with you? It might not. Might land for some of you, because some of you are mismatchers, and whatever I say, it's going to land because you're going to do the opposite, right? But for most of us, it doesn't land. So when we're using a question, it's important to ask something that lands in our consciousness. Why is that even important? Well, if you're listening to the show, don't you want to change your consciousness? Don't you want to open up? There's one thing that will stop everybody from ever changing their life. And here it is. The one thing that will stop you from ever changing anything in your life. And that is receptivity. If you're not receptive, you can't learn anything new. If you know it all, you can't learn anything new. You're not receptive. If you're somebody that is shut down for whatever reason, you can't learn anything new. If you're somebody that says to themselves, I can't, I can't, I can't, you can't learn anything new. Receptivity is the key to change. It's the key to everything. So if you're receptive in this moment, I have something I'd like to share with you. If you want to really change, I wrote a book called The Courage to Change Everything. It's daily strategies and essential wisdom to awaken your inner genius. And some of you are going, inner genius, do I even have that? Yes, you do. Everybody does. And what I found is that we need to drip on our mind, not once a day or once a week or once a month. We need to do it constantly. So I've written this book so that you can start out in the morning, about 10 minutes, and you can drip wisdom, wealth principles, and I've got some powerful questions in there to focus your mind in the direction of generating a life that will be extraordinary. So if that's something that appeals to you, I encourage you to go to courage2change.us, and check out this book. This book will change your life. And that's all I have to say about it. So, all right, coming up in my next segment, I'm going to shift gears. I have one of the top estheticians in the state of California. She's the owner of Beauty by Abby. And she's I just had a facial done with her that put me into a state of bliss and changed my skin permanently. So if you want to find out how that happens, stay tuned to this next segment. I'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. I want to thank you for tuning in to Voices of Courage. Listen, if you're new to the show, get ready to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This show is all about taking your business and your life to a completely new level. You can find us on the web at voicesofcourage.us or just Google us. Voices of Courage will come right up. By the way, if you want to be an insider of this program, what are insiders? Insiders are individuals that support us in growing this program around the world. And I also have some giveaways for you from some of my guests do giveaways for us. There's workshops and seminars and things that come up from time to time that I let my insiders all know about it so you can continue to grow your life. All right. Name of the show, Courage to be Beautiful. My guest in studio is Abby Gladstone. She is a licensed master esthetician by the state of California, and she is the owner of Beautiful by Abby. She works directly with clients to achieve their most beautiful results possible, and she has guided her clients, and really I think everybody she meets, to really become the most beautiful that they can possibly be. Abby, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you.
I know, I'm so excited too.
I know, we kind of prepared for this a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Okay, so you were motivated to become a master esthetician early on in life.
Yes.
What was that? How did that happen?
I did struggle with my own skin when mm-hmm. I was younger. Mm-hmm. So, of course, before I was an esthetician, I was using the internet to find things to help my skin, you know, acne and stuff like that. And while I was on the internet, I found Dr. Pimple Popper, who is, she has a big following. She's a dermatologist on YouTube and Instagram. And I was totally addicted to all of her videos. And I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. So I got addicted to that, looked into being an esthetician, and I knew I wanted to be an esthetician right away.
I love that. You know, I had acne when I was a young kid in my 20s. And, man, it really impacted my self-esteem. It really impacted my life at the time. I'm so glad you're here to help people to, you know, move past any kind of skin challenges.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about the skin.
Okay.
You know, when I came in, because we did, I wanted to get the experience what she does before she comes on the show. We looked at my skin and we decided it was combination skin. All right?
Yes.
And you really enlightened me around that, around oils versus dry skin. Can we talk a little bit about that? Like if a person has oily skin, what's that caused from?
Right. So it's really the size of your pores. So if you look in the mirror and you see you have really big pores, you're oily. If you kind of don't really see any pores, like just nothing at all, flat, no pores, right, you're dry. And if you kind of see pores, but they're not too big, not too small, that's definitely normal skin. Mm-hmm. And then combination, of course, would be oily in some areas and then dry in other areas.
Okay, so what creates the combination skin? Because that's what I have. Or had. It's drying. It's changing now since I've seen you in a week, which is amazing.
Right. So the skin type that you have is what you're born with, but you can definitely take control of the amount of oily that you have and the amount of dryness that you have. So definitely finding a good moisturizer, exfoliating the right way, and often is really great for your skin, especially if you do have those oily areas and dry. You don't want to over-irritate, but you also don't want to not irritate enough where you're too oily all the time.
So you had mentioned something about, like, if you have an oily patch, it might be because you are dehydrated or...
Correct.
What was...
Yeah, so a lot of my clients think that they are really oily when in reality their skin is dry, because when you don't have enough moisture on your skin... Your pores overcompensate for the lack of moisture and create overproduce oil. So there's oil on the surface of their skin and they're like, oh, I'm oily. You know, they try to stay away from moisturizers. They don't want to put anything on their skin because they're oily. But really their skin is craving that moisture and that hydration. So if you put the right amount of moisturizer on, your pores are like, okay, I'm good and don't need to overproduce oil. And then you're back to not being oily.
That's interesting. So if a person... is not drinking enough liquid or fluids or whatever, or the body's not absorbing that, that their skin can obviously turn.
Yeah. So that would be dehydration. So there's dry, which is lack of oil, and then dehydrated skin, which is lack of water.
And what does that look like, dehydrated skin?
A client of mine jokes about how her skin grows cactuses, or cacti.
Okay.
She has cactuses on her skin.
Yeah.
And it's really, you know, that dry, flaky, just unhealthy, needs to be exfoliated skin. I mean, I'm an esthetician, so I can just, like, see it already.
I can see it, too. I know that dry skin.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have it on my face, but sometimes my arms or legs get that way.
Yeah, just like, you know, like your mouth when it gets dry. It's just craving that moisture and that hydration. So definitely keeping your body hydrated will show in your skin.
So you know what? If somebody doesn't understand their skin type or how they got their skin type, it seems to me an esthetician would, like yourself, a master esthetician would be almost, you almost have to have that in your life. I mean, you know, I'm kind of new to this, and I can hardly wait to go to all my guy friends and tell them, hey, man, you got to go in and get a facial. I'm looking at my sound engineer right now, Todd. You know, and a lot of times my guy friends give me a lot of feedback on that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I really believe that. I really think that everybody needs an esthetician.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No? Yeah?
Yes, of course. Okay. Everyone needs an esthetician. Everyone needs, you know, your skin cells shed every 28 days.
Right.
So to maintain just skin health, a facial once a month is great, because if you don't exfoliate properly or get a facial once a month, those dead skin cells can build up and cause problems like acne and the dryness and stuff like that. So,
wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the necessities for beautiful skin at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like what is the kit I need, or maybe Diana needs for at home, so that we're staying beautiful.
Right. So everyone needs in their home regimen a cleanser, and you need to cleanse twice a day, a toner. Are you looking at him?
Because I know he doesn't cleanse twice a day.
No.
Go ahead.
Okay, so definitely a cleanser that's best for your skin type, and an esthetician like me can definitely recommend one that's great for you. And then a toner is going to help balance your pH level back to normal. And eye cream is going to help with dark spots, dark circles, make you look less tired during the day. And moisturizer, moisturize, moisturize, moisturize. I cannot say that anymore. Moisturize, moisturize, moisturize okay. at night.
In San Diego, before I move on, I want to let people know how to get a hold of you. What is the website or how can they get a hold of you, Abby, here in San Diego?
Beautifulbyabby.com.
Okay.
And my website is beautifulbyabby.com. I have a Facebook page, Beautiful by Abby, and my Instagram is also Beautiful by Abby.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well.
Pretty easy.
Okay. So let me ask now a couple more things. What can somebody expect out of getting a facial? Like when I walked in, I had no expectation. I didn't know what was going to happen really with us. So mm-hmm. what can people expect?
You're going to expect some pampering. A lot of people think I'm just going to work on their face and they're not going to feel relaxed. It is a relaxing experience. But the main thing is you're going to get what's best for your skin. You're going to walk out of there with glowing skin, smooth and exfoliated skin. You're going to, you know, work on your skin goals. I have a treatment called ThermoClear that can actually get rid of skin imperfections in one treatment, like I did with you, Ken, some right. broken capillaries. Yeah, I treated those one treatment, took 5 minutes, and you walked out of there with them gone.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I looked in the mirror and I went, oh, yeah, they're gone. It's like amazing and interesting. Anyway, okay, listen, when I come back, because I got to take a break here in just a second here. When I come back, I want to ask you what are some of the biggest mistakes people make with their face and their what they're doing wrong. Okay? So, all right, I'm going to take a break and we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world, and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. Our show today is The Courage to Be Beautiful. I am in studio with Abby Gladstone, who's a licensed esthetician. Before I get to Abby here, I want to just give a shout out to Women's Wisdom, one of our sponsors. Women's Wisdom is a group here in San Diego, and if you're a woman in the Southern California area, pay attention, because this organization helps women to not only grow their businesses, but also grow their lives. Been around since 1991, and they are San Diego's premier networking group for purpose-driven women. This organization has the top women speakers in the world that come in. Many of them have been on Oprah and shows like that. And they're just there to give back and to really help you as a woman entrepreneur grow your business and grow your life. Also, I want to thank, and you can find them on the web at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Also, I want to thank all of you for tuning in. We're now in 115 stations in 38 countries, and I want to thank you for letting all of your friends, your family, even if it's just letting one person know this week about the show. I really appreciate that. It helps all of us. And of course, they can go to voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us to get all of our replays. Alrighty. Okay, back in studio with Abby. And Abby Gladstone is a licensed master esthetician by the state of California. And we were talking about some of the biggest mistakes, or going to talk about some of the biggest mistakes people make with their skin.
Yes.
What would that be? You're looking at me.
I am.
Why is that?
You already know.
I do know. Listen, when I came to Abby, I said I was using this little, I guess it was a crystal roller.
Like a
microneedle roller.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, it didn't work for me. In fact, I was getting all these little breakouts and little holes all over my face. And,
ooh, I'm cringing already.
I would sit at my desk and use this little roller, right?
No.
Hey, isn't that the way you're supposed to use it?
No. Like I said, when your skin sheds every 28 days,
right.
Good exfoliation once a month, like a facial, is perfect. When you're doing at-home exfoliation, once a week. Not every hour.
Not one. Okay. All right. Once a week. So not three times a day?
No.
Dang.
No.
I couldn't understand why I was having all these little holes. My face is all drying out.
Oh my gosh.
I guess when all fails, you got to read the directions. And yeah. Okay. So Abby, okay. Any other mistakes, big mistakes people make?
Yeah. So definitely, like I said, home care is 60% of skin health. And then everything that I do in the treatment room is going to be accommodated with the home care.
Okay.
And also, not only is it skin products, it's your diet. You know, your skin is the largest organ in your body. And if you don't take care of it internally, it's going to show outside. Even not only diet, you know, lots of water content foods are great, but if your stress is high, that's going to show on your skin. You know, you're going to premature age if you're not wearing sunscreen every day. There's so many things in your environment and in your head. We talked about that the other day, right? Everything
right.
that's in your head, you
right.
know, you need to take care of your body inside and outside.
It is a mind-body connection, and I think that's what we were talking about. And there's so much science around mind-body now. It's thank goodness, because 10 years ago, you say it's mind-body, and people could be going, oh, that's woo-woo. What are you talking about? There's no such thing as mind-body connection. Well, we know it's totally that. So that kind of brings me into the next segment, because I think, or the next part of this discussion, I believe that people with low self-esteem don't really take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They have this mindset of, I don't care. But when you wake up and you say, well, I better care, you know,
right.
I better care. My skin's not looking very well. How does working with you help people build their esteem?
You know, honestly, if you think about it, if you don't feel confident about your skin and walking around in public, you're not going to have that confident mindset. You're going to go through every day and not be happy. So I love that part of my job is that I get to give people that confidence back. You know, I get to treat their acne. I get to treat their dark spots. I get to treat their wrinkles. All these things that are bothering them, I can make go away. And they wake up every day happier.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. Okay, well, you know, I heard you say dark spots and wrinkles and acne and some of the procedures that you use mm-hmm. to do that. Let's talk about that real quick.
Okay, so I am a master esthetician. I specialize in advanced exfoliating treatments, things like chemical peels. I love doing chemical peels. Those are great for dark spots, wrinkles, you know, premature aging, perfect treatment. Also, ThermoClear, like we talked about, I can treat broken capillaries, cherry angiomas, which are like those red cherry moles, skin tags, multiple amount of skin imperfections in as little as one treatment. That would take 5 minutes, and those you can walk out of the door with those gone. I also have other advanced treatments like microdermabrasion, et cetera.
You know. I love that. Okay, so my audience, listen, you cannot change what you do not acknowledge. So my encouragement to you right now, find a mirror. If you're driving, stop your car. Stop your car. Pull over, look in the mirror, and assess your face, right? Mm-hmm. Are there dry spots? Are there oily spots? Are there broken capillaries? Are there age spots? Are there wrinkles? You know, if you have all that, my question to you is, it's like the first segment. If you were courageous, what would you do now?
Right? Yeah.
Would you go and take care of this? And I believe that most of you are going, yeah, maybe I need to do that. So acknowledge what's not working. Go get it done. Listen, most of us here on this planet are living, 80, 90, 100. In fact, they've told me that the people that are going to be living 140 years have already been born on the planet, right? So listen, we're living a lot longer, but you got to take care of yourself. Abby, tell them how to get a hold of you again.
Beautifulbyabby.com. And I'm also on Facebook and Instagram as Beautiful by Abby.
Okay, beautifulbyabby.com, beautifulbyabby.com. Abby, you've been beautiful. Thank you for being in studio with
you.
Me. I just love it.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to introduce my next guest here, and I'm just going to have really basically enough time to introduce you, and then we might have one question. But Diane Forrester is an award-winning inventor, best-selling author, TEDx talk speaker. She's a TV host, podcaster, intention living expert, and reinvention specialist. She works with clients privately and helps them clear away mindset blocks and limiting beliefs that can block them from reaching their full potential in business, life, and relationships. I'm excited to have you too, Diane.
I am so excited to be here, Ken.
And I promise I won't call you Diana. I promise I won't do that.
Oh, that's okay. No worries. Okay. No worries.
Because yeah, I like great. Diane. You know, I tell you a secret about Diane. Diane was my first girlfriend in second grade, who's the first girl that ever kissed me.
Wow.
Wow,
that's
I know.
A good name.
It is a good name, right?
I brought back a good memory for you.
You did. You brought back a great memory. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I was kind of embarrassed at the time at two when you bring that back. But anyway, okay.
Well, I'm so excited
mindset.
To be here.
That's mindset, isn't it?
It's totally
so it did
mindset.
Come back to a good memory,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of people on the planet that don't have those great memories that are kind of dealing with negativity in their life. Do you deal with people with like that?
I sure do. It is the at the forefront of everything that I do, Ken, is mindset work first.
Okay.
You know, I help people to reinvent their lives and go through transitions and how to come out on the other side, happier, more fulfilled. And what we have to do first is go back and take a look at what they're carrying for the pain from their past, their limiting beliefs, their low self-worth, that they're bringing into their now, and that is creating what their reality is, which is why they're so unhappy. So we got to go back and clean all that up in order to really empower them and let them know their worth. And I love the synergy of our two the two guests today doing the outer beauty and the inner beauty, and they are interchangeable, and they both work together. So really important.
That's awesome. Okay, well, listen, Dan, I'm gonna probe your mind, and I'm gonna ask you some questions maybe you've never been asked before, so that you can others can really understand how your mind works, so that they can maybe model some of those aspects and change their own thinking. All right, we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic, residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kali Ma in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kali Ma, a place for transformation.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and break through obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today our show is The Courage to be Beautiful, and we're talking about inner beauty and outer beauty. We just finished up with my guest, Abby Gladstone, and now I'm talking to Diane Forster. And Diane is an award-winning inventor. She's a best-selling author. We're going to be talking about mindset of the beautiful people on this planet. Mm. You know, Abby was saying something during the break that I wanted to bring up because I think it's important with mindset. A lot of times, people are afraid to take the first step into the unknown. Okay,
yes.
Whether it's seeing an esthetician or whether it's coming to see you or even coming on my show. Why is that? What's going on with that?
Because anything new is uncomfortable. Mm. And so in order to change something, you've got to get uncomfortable and you got to feel that discomfort. And there's fear around that. People are scared. And so it's a lot to do with the subconscious mind and the mindset. And the mindset, the subconscious, is designed to keep us safe. Right. And so there are a lot of limiting beliefs in there. And anytime you've ever been told in your told no in your life or had something negative happen to you that you perceive negative, it got anchored into that subconscious mind, which I call your database of dandelions. And it stops you from feeling brave enough or courageous enough to make change in your life. So it's the fear that stops us from doing it. So,
and you know what? I'm going to submit that it's not a fear that just stops us from doing one thing.
Oh, yeah.
But it'll stop us time and time again. I was on a show yesterday, Mike Keating's show, and Mike Keating is a local radio podcast host here in San Diego. And he asked me an interesting question. He says, What is dangerous in your life today? Mm. And I thought, wow, that you know, I had to think for a minute because I live a fearless life, right?
Right.
But most people don't,
right?
Right. And mm-hmm. I still have things that I think of. Well, it could happen, but you know, I'm not going there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not living in the future of it could happen,
right?
But in a negative sense, I do live in the future of it could happen in a very positive sense. Right.
Beautiful.
So let's talk about that. Do people come to you and they go, you know, maybe they don't say the word dangerous, but they're having challenges around that.
They're so challenged with emotions like worry. Mm-hmm. Fear. Worry is my least favorite word in the English language. Mm-hmm. If I could remove it, I mm-hmm. would. And mm-hmm. so I work hard with them to remove the worry out of their life. Because if you think about what worry is, it's projected fear to the future. So you're not living in your now. You're not living intentionally in the present moment. So, and I turn it on its head and say, well, what if you turned your worry to wonder? Instead of saying, I worry about my kids, or I worry I'm going to lose my job, or I worry I'm going to get sick, to I wonder if I'm going to be okay. And I wonder if I'm going to have a beautiful day and that everything's working out for me and that something extraordinary is going to happen for me. And switch that around, it creates this whole new neural pathway going on in your subconscious mind and brings it into the conscious. And then all of a sudden you view the world in a different way. It's so powerful. Just that little adjustment can make such a big difference in someone's life.
You know, there's a lot of research around this now about, how our brain can turn off and on our genetics, at one level, but they can definitely turn off and on. We're releasing chemicals right from our brain, right into our body, right?
Exactly.
But what you said was so cool. It's like when we focus on, let's say, wonder. I wonder how amazing this show is going to be, and I'm wondering how this show is going to touch your life and change it today. I'm in wonder. That's a vibration. That's an energy. That's a power that's releasing endorphins into my system. And the other part is you see things different. You said that.
Oh, yeah.
You actually see things differently, which is really interesting. Sometimes it's very subtle, but you do.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my clients say, I can't believe how different my life is, how excited I am, how did this happen so fast? And it was just the lens you were looking at, and just making those little changes can have such a dramatic effect, positive effect. And then we know energy, it ripples out, and so it just leaks into all these other areas.
Okay, so you get your client, they come in, you say, all right, I'm going to help you reinvent your life, and the first step we're going to do is we're going to help you change your point of view from worry to wonder, right? And they work with you, and then they're in their wonder, they walk out the door, and somebody flips them off, right? Mm-hmm. Because they cut them off, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Now what happens?
Well, so it's more to the process than that. I don't just do that.
Okay.
We do go back and we look at everything from their past once.
Yes.
And then I create new language for them, mantra meditations for them, tools they can listen to, and they start to have the shifts happen for themselves. So it doesn't happen the day they walk out of the office, but it very shortly, within a few days, week, month, and then ongoing, they start responding to things instead of reacting to things. So they don't take that flipping off personally anymore. They know it has nothing to do with them.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So they start living more from the inside out instead of the outside in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I get that. All right. So what's the biggest challenge you have with working with people's minds?
That they feel stuck. They feel I can't change. That's a limiting belief. They are filled with limiting beliefs about who they are and what they're capable of. Many of them feel like they're past their time. I'm not smart enough, young enough, strong enough, capable enough. And so that is the biggest challenge. And the word I hear a lot is I'm stuck and I'm not happy. And many of them don't even know what happiness looks like or feels like for them.
Wow. Well, there was a time in your life where you spiraled down.
Oh, yeah.
And, you talk about the spiraling forces that are there.
Yes.
How did you pop out of that, and how do you teach people to pop out of that?
Well, for me, I mean, my story was I looked like to the outside world, I had to have it all life. I had an amazing job at ABC making nice money. I was married. I had twins, the home, the travel, the dream life. But it was so unfulfilling for me on the inside. The marriage was not good. It was really toxic. And I just was unfulfilled. I didn't have any passion or purpose in my life. And it took me to the point of attempting suicide, which is why I'm so passionate about helping people who are suicidal and suffering from depression. And so I had a God moment in the bathroom that night, and those pills that were in my hand got knocked out of my hand, and I'm very intuitive, and the voice screamed in my ear, you're not ending your life this way. You need to go get help so that you can tell your story and you can help others.
Wow.
And I just said, well, you need to show me the way because I don't know how. And that started my path back to me. And I fell in love with me. And I healed me. And then, oh, my God, the world that opened up for me.
What was that voice? Where did that voice come from? What was that?
Well, I believe it was my mother because she is a powerful being around me.
And she is in the other side.
Oh, yeah, she's on the other side.
Yeah.
And it's a voice I've heard a lot in my life, in different areas of my life. It's been there subtly, and it was really loud that day.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, okay. So when you woke up, you teach a lot about the power of intention.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. What does that even mean? Is that goal setting? Is it visualizing your dream? Is this something different? Let's talk about what does intention to you mean?
How it came to me was when I became awakened and started down this path, my intuitive gifts and channeling skills got dialed way up in my creativity, and I started writing poetry. And I woke up with a poem called I Have Today in my head in August of 2013. And once I finished writing it down, it's in the front of my book, and it's the mantra that I live by every day. But what I realized is I only have today. And if this is the last day of my life, how do I want this day to unfold? Mm. And what do I want it to look like? And and so it got me really focused on being in the present moment and living intentionally, and that I didn't have to carry the pain from the past, and I don't have to worry about the future, that my life is right now and it's today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I love this poem. I've got about half a minute, so I'm going to share it with you, and then we'll be back in the next segment to talk a little bit more about intention. I have today to love and be loved. I have today to be the best I can be. I have today to pray and meditate. I have today to learn and grow. I have today to be open to the possibilities. I have today to give and share. I have today to be gentle and kind. And it goes on. If you want to find the rest of it, you can find it in her book. It's called I Have Today. We'll be right back with Diane Forrester, and we'll be talking about intention and how you can get this book.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber.
With Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. This is Voices of Courage, and today our show is titled The Courage to Be Beautiful. I am in studio with two beautiful guests today. And right now I'm talking to Diane Forrester. Diane is an award-winning inventor, best-selling author, and former TV host, podcaster, and on it goes. Diane, it really is great to be talking about what we're talking about, because I believe this subject really can help people to completely shift their inner life. We're talking about intention and what it really means for somebody to intend differently in their life.
Yes. Well, it's an ongoing process, and I'm still a TV host and podcaster.
Host.
Yes,
okay.
So I have my shows that are about intentional living. So each week I go on and bring on guests, and they talk about their stories of reinvention. Wow. And intention means this: that your life, your happiness, is not determined by outside circumstances, experiences, or people, that the power is within you. So when you really live intentionally and take that control miracles can happen in your life. So you are not a victim to the circumstances of somebody else. You don't have to take on that energy. So it's really about helping people to live empowered, you know, empowered lives.
You know, it's been my experience that a lot of people that have come into my practice over the last 24 years that they put on kind of a face of everything's okay. In fact, they're so good at it, right? They're practiced at saying, well, how are you today? Fine. Mm-hmm. How are you today? Amazing. How are you today? Great.
Right.
But underneath the surface, when I finally crack that surface with them, and I bet you did the same thing, mm-hmm. we find that they're unhappy. So why are people unhappy?
Because I think they become numb to, first of all, what's important to them, what really matters to them. This is what was happening to me. I was living in a quiet hell. I thought, oh, well, just when the kids graduate, then I'll make a change in my life. And, you know, just kept putting it off and doing the when then. Yeah. When this happens, then I. And I think the reason why people are so unhappy is, you know, a variety of reasons. But they, like you said at the beginning, which I loved, they are not asking themselves enough questions, and they are not asking themselves the right questions to really identify what's important to them. And they are suffering from lack of specificity. So if you don't give the universe or yourself or put it out in the energetic field what it is you want, how can it come to you? It's like driving a bus without a map. You just can't do it. So they don't feel worthy of the things that they want, and they're not clear even about what it is that they want. So they're suffering in their circumstances and not living empowered.
Okay. Symptoms, outer symptoms of an unhappy person that they let's just talk about it. They may not recognize. I know one is just going from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, really distracting their lives. Other symptoms that a person might have that they're not identifying themselves as unhappy, but they, if they stop for a moment, they'll get in tune with that. What other symptoms?
The huge thing that I have become a master at is language.
Language.
I can tell by the way they're speaking. I can hear it in the first couple of sentences, and I know by their language that things are hard, or that's just the way it is, or
I'm a victim.
Yes. Or mm-hmm. it just even the subtle things mm-hmm. Like that. It's mm-hmm. huge. What we're saying. Oh, I'm stressed out. Oh, I'm so busy. Busy is another one of those words.
Right.
Busy is not, you know, a badge of honor. It's not. So there is a lot of language that I help them reframe.
That's really good.
Yeah.
You know, I know I grew up in a household that if you weren't busy, you were lazy.
Right.
So, you know, that was pre-programmed. Right.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And, of course, I had to wake up and go, wait a second, I'm busy doing a bunch of stuff that doesn't even make sense, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're so busy.
And who am I pleasing?
Right.
Not myself.
Right. So
yeah.
Busy doing instead of being.
Okay. Listen, we've got about 4 minutes to wrap this up. So I wish I had the whole show with both of you. This is really, you know, I could have done this one show. Let's talk about how people get a hold of you. And I know you have a gift for them today.
I do have a gift for them. You can find me at dianeforster.com. It's dianeforster.com. And one of the biggest things that people struggle with is money mindset. Scarcity mind thinking. So I have a free money manifestation mantra on there on my website that where in under 5 minutes a day, you can listen to this and it's going to change your mindset around money, and you're going to start attracting in money in ways that you never even thought possible. It's so cool the way it works.
I love that. That
yeah.
is so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I wanted to tie back in intention. We're talking about happiness. Intention to happiness before we end here.
Yes.
So if somebody's a little unhappy, what should their intention be?
Okay, so I would say your morning routine is critical. It's just critical.
Okay.
That you spend the first half hour, as much time as you can spend on you. I call it being selfish in a really good way. Do not pick up your phone and check social media or emails, or do not give your power away, because all of that is about other people's needs. Honor yourself. And I do a nurture spirit, mind, and body routine. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Any other positive steps people can take?
Surround yourself with motivational books and audios and people. Try not to take things, you know, try not to surround yourself with negative people. You really need to let those people fall out of your life. But the first key to anything is awareness. Am I happy? And what does happiness look like for me? Create the awareness of how your life looks and feels to you.
That's great. Okay, let me give the website one more time. What is it?
It's dianeforster.com. And go there and make sure you opt in for my free money manifestation mantra. It's going to change your life.
I love that. Okay. Hey, listen, my first guest, too, I want to make sure that we spelled the website correctly. So it's Beautiful by Abby. So Beautiful, I think you can spell. But Abby might be a little different. So it's A-B-B-I-E.
I-E. Yes.
A-B-B-I-E. Beautiful by Abby to find her. Diane, thank you for being here. Abby, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Ken.
Oh, what a great show. I love these shows. All right, listen. If you've just listened to this show and you want to make a difference in the world, you want to take your life to the next level, I've created a Facebook page out there. It's called A Million Acts of Courage. Go to A Million Acts of Courage. Put your courageous message up there today. I have both a page and a group. You can apply for the group. You can go to the page right now and post your act of courage. I hope you do. Hope you'll tell your friends about us. And again, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook or Instagram. And if you have questions or comments, please send them to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Have a beautiful life this week. Make it a beautiful day, actually. What has to happen for your day to be even more beautiful, courageous, and brilliant than it is already? Answer that question. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.